I feel joined. So we're in Perek Hay in the third Chalek, going through explaining based on everything we've learned up to now the Shmoneh Esrei et Mincha, Ata Echod v'Shim Cho Echod, Mi Kom Chisrael Go Echod Baretz. Deep stuff here. Well, Tiferes Gedoila, v'Teres Yeshua. I don't think we did a Teres Yeshua. We did. Yeah, I think we did. We did our Teres Yeshua? I think we did.
Don't remember it.
No, I also don't. I don't think we did Dalet. I think we finished off with Tiferes Gedula. We said that Tiferes is when a Yid. When a Yid comes into Shabbos, so all the Yidden during the week look like this one's a poil, this one's a this, one's a this, all wearing different begadim, but on Shabbos, everybody gets dressed up in big de Malchus. That's the greatest Tiferes. That's the Giloy of the Malchus through the Tiferes of the Levush. I think that we saw. Okay. So on Kuf Aleph then, Dalet, Vateres Yeshua. Oh, there's Rosh Shmuel. Perfect timing. What do you expect from a source man? Said perfect karma. Okay. Summarizing, and while we were waiting for you, now we're going to start.
Thank you.
Ve'ateres Yeshua. Okay. Yeshu b'Shabbos Mizgalot on Kuf Aleph. Yeshu b'Shabbos Mizgalot by Yichud Amiti. That because of that which on Shabbos the Yichud Amiti is Megale. Harezei Yeshua mikol atzores. That's the Yeshua from Alatzores. Moshe Kosev HaNefesh, oh, we did do this. We saw the famous Nefesh HaChaim at this point, yeah, last week. Eli, you remember the recognition of Einod Milvado. Could I have to summarize, just maybe take it one step further. The recognition of Einod Milvado means that you've gone back to a place where there's nothing that's mechusa. The gilo of the malchus, right? That means the teva isn't teva. The teva is also all part of the achdus, the yom echod. So then there's no tzora. And that's the famous segula of the nefesh hachaim, that a person who's holding be'emet in the musag of einod milvadoi, so nothing can be shaylet on him. Somebody can rule him because there is nothing. The musag of einod milvadoi is when you recognize the ein nazi. It was the Briskerov when he was escaping from Warsaw to Vilna, when the untold miracles were happening to them, and he explained to his son afterwards that he was working to keep himself in that darg of Einod Milvado. In Einod Milvado, there's no Nazi, there's no bank manager, there's no nothing. The Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the vote there of the Nefesh HaChaim. So that we saw last week. So that's some darga. That's not just you say I'm in the body three times and then the policeman goes away. That's not the lopshat. He says you have to be makir. You have to have a recognition of that. So each person according to his darga can work on this nefesh achayim. There's what to be done there for everybody. So that's the gilui of Teres Yeshua on Shabbos. When there's a gilui of Shabbos, which is Chidush Olam, and to the Chidush Olam, we understand that everything in the world is only because of the Rotzon Hashem. It means there's nothing in the world other than Rotzon Hashem. It means there's nothing other than Hashem. Whatever you see in the form that it is just Rotzon Hashem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to show us in Mitzrayim with the Makkos. Is that the 10 levels of the Bria, which came about through the Asara Mamorois, and then afterwards Asara Dibrois, all of that is just filters which filter out the Echot. That's what Chet does, by the way. Chet, interesting enough, the nothing to do with this, but Chet is Loshen Tach Aleph. Tach is Tiach, is plaster. What is a Chet? A Chet is that which plasters over the Aleph. It's just that which is Mastir, the Aleph, in you. Tshuva takes away the Tit, and then the Aleph shines through again. That's exactly the same idea. So that's the Tiferes Yeshua, that there can't be any Tzoros on Shabbos, because on Shabbos there is nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Kulu Toiv. Okay, that's in Shairish. Obviously, we still have a Yetzor on Shabbos, and there's still things going on Shabbos. But that's the Gilu Kvod Malchus on Shabbos, which leads to Tiferes Yeshua. Okay. Fine. Now let's take the next step. Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. Avram, Yogel, Yitzchak, Raren, Yaakov, Uvonov, Yonuchu, Voi. Three Avois and the Shvatim, the Bonov, different Yogel, Yeranen, Yonuchu. Let's see what's going on here. Yudua Shemidas Avram, he chesed. Yudiksev chesed Lavram, Vamuvan Poshut, Avram is chesed, Titen chesed Lavram, the Poshut understanding is that Kol Chai Avram ayumole hislavos eicha oilam kule mole chesed Hashem, bo eifun muflag vain soifu. The simple pshat is that Avram, even his whole life, was amazed, was aroused by the unbelievable chesed that he saw from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It was just endless, endless chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing all the time. The Ika of Adoysa B'chaim, Haise Li Damut, Eilev Yisparach B'zeh, Laso Yis Chesed, Bo'ifan Rechav, Kekol Efshar. And his mission in the world was to try and imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as is humanly possible in this area of chesed. Kishayim Shu Rochum, Afatar Rachum, that musag of trying to be medama leboire in this area of chesed. V'zeh ha'inyan sheichnis orchim, u'be'ikah ma sheichnis anoshim tachas kanfei shechina. Obviously, he brought people in, he gave them food, he gave them physical, but the ikah chesed for them was as he brought them tachas kanfei shechina. He introduced them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave them real life. Sh'zeh ha'chesed ha'gadol b'yosef sh'la'aseh b'metzias. The biggest chesed you can do for somebody is to give him his life back, give him reality back, somebody who's out of touch with reality. You give him his life back, you reconnect him back to his makor, you connect him back to an efshurut to get into Lama Ba. What chesed can you do better for a person? Well, Cain, Keshebol Shabbos Kodesh, Shaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Korov Yosef Lomoy, Umashpia Tosefes Chesed Vakol Toiv. Therefore, on Shabbos Kodesh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yote Korov, he's closer to the world, and he bestows extra chesed Vakol Toiv, more chesed apparent. On Shabbos, the Kol Sheshis Yemei HaMaisa Midvorchim Mikoyach HaShabbos, the 6 days that you're going to be living after Shabbos, get their bracha via the Shabbos. Nimtze Sheika Hashpos HaChesed Bo MiHaShabbos. If there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu doing Chesed for us in the 6 days of the week, that comes from the Hashpos from Shabbos. Ulechen Avram Haroyes Shefa Chesed. Therefore, Avram, who sees the chesed, the shefer of chesed. He comes to recognize the boyer through the chesed. Sameach simcha gadoil ala chasodim ha'yimuchodim ha'boyim mikoycha b'Shabbos Kodesh. He has a special sensitivity, has a special connection to the chesed. Therefore, he arouses an enormous simcha. Or there's aroused in him an enormous simcha when he sees these unique chasodim, ma'ever what he saw during the week on Shabbos Kodesh, v'zu Avram Yogel. That's Avram Yogel. Avram connects to the chesed that Shabbos is, that's the makor of all the chesed, that all the hashpah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the world comes via the giloy of Shabbos. So that's Avram Yagel. Avram connects to that aspect, and that causes him enormous, almost simcha. Avram Yitzhak Avinu, Yitzhak on the other hand, Ikem Abata Shelo Ilam Hi Sheroys HaShlita HaMuchlete Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'olamai. Not that Avram didn't have it, and not that Yitzhak wasn't a Bal Chesed. Don't make that mistake. They all had each other's koiches. Avram David Mincha also, even though Yitzhak was the one that was Mekayim Mincha, well, they all had each other's koiches, just which one was more apparent, which one was the one they specialized in, let's say. The words of Tzat Chalash. His Iker perspective on the reality was the total Muchlet rulership, Shlita v'Kadosh Baruch in the world. Va'ech kol chukei ha'teva shebekoyach kula nivna olam ha'molo oimdim al ha'yosod shel Yerushamayim. Everything in the world he saw as an expression of Yerushamayim in the world. All the chukei teva, the whole bria, everything was an expression of Yerushamayim. Como shamar chazel, the Gemara in Chagiga now. Just I'm one masechta ahead of the Daf Yomi because I did my cotton before brachas. I started a bit funny, whatever. Anyway, that's how it worked. I was doing Daf Shua, so I came to the end of whatever. So that was. So I'm doing Chagiga now in the Daf Yomi in another few weeks. You'll see the Gemara says Shamud Shemaim Hayiroi Fifim At Shego BeMakorish Bochu VaHayri Shekol Chukei Teva Yisaidim Shinirim Lanu. That's the Gemara there. The Gemara says that whatever the words mean, the amudei, the pillars of the Shemaim were roifafim, were shaky. What does that mean? Shekol chokei ateva. All the laws of nature, whatever you want to call those things, the foundations of the Chukei Ateva that look to us so chazak and kavuim, and we see the Chukei Ateva something chok v'yavo, without any ability to change them. All they are, and why they look like that, is because they're standing on Yerushalayim. They don't have an existence of their own. They are a gilu of that Yerushalayim. V'inei Beis HaMikdash, she'dolchu bo shefa chayim v'abrocha lo'ilom. The Beis HaMikdash, where all the shefa of life and brocha came into the world. Ha'avoyda bo yisa b'shtei b'chinas. There was two aspects of the avoyda there. Avoyda sa'kahonim v'avoyda sa'levim. Ha'im k'neged shnei yisoyda sa'ilom. Those are k'neged the two foundations of the world. Chesed v'gvura. We know that there's chesed and there's gvura. Chesed without gvura is a churban, and gvura without chesed is achzorius. You need chesed and gvura. In order to have the real chesed, you have to have chesed and gvura perfectly balanced. That's tiferes. That's the harmony between Avram and Yitzhak that Yaakov attained. That's why Yaakov's tiferes. Avram was chesed, but chesed lacking gvura produces a Yishmael. Yitzhak was gvura with not enough of the aspect of chesed that produces an Esav. And Yaakov took both and had tiferes and then produces Shtemesre Shvotim. So in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodas HaKohanim and the Avodas HaLevim is an aspect or is a representation of these two aspects. Chesed v'gvura. Kodem hay midas ha-chesed. Kohanim of the midas ha-chesed. Udiksiv toimich v'oirich li'ish chasidecho. V'levim hay midas ha-gvura. Not sure why that is. I don't know what he means here. I'm not sure what aspects of the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah, he's talking about the Levim. The Levim was sitting there singing and playing harps and doing, and he's like, maybe he's talking about the Levim that were the Shemrim, the gods, they stood with the big sticks. Then he's like, you know what he means. V'amuvan, kol shefa yoytzim es ha-kodesh boruch ha-nikra chesed. Every shefa that comes out of a kodesh boruch, obviously that's chesed. V'amnam klal godel hu, bli yoytzim min ha-klal, shekol ma she yoytzim es ha-kodesh boruch hu, chayv lachzor alav yisparach. The klal godel, everything has to go back to its source. So all the chesed comes back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to go back to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Shekol ma sheyotzi mes haKodesh Baruch Hu chayv lachzor alav yisparach. Sheim yishar mirochok mimeni yisparach ein lecha churban godel mizeh. If it stays far away from Hashem, you don't have a bigger churban than that. Sheharichuk hu yosod lekol ra. Richuk, distance from Hashem, that's the shoresh of all evil. Being close to Hashem, that's the tachlis of the Bria. When you get away from the kirvus elokim, that's ra. That's where there's space for evil. Therefore, you have to get back to Hashem. Tshuva, what is tshuva? You went away from Hashem, you have to get back. That's called midas ha-gvura. Sheshum dover einu mitnatek. Gvura means no matter how much chesed is being poured out, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is holding onto it and limiting it and not allowing it to go too far. It was an aspect of Shakai. Hashem said to the world, die. It's enough. That's as far as you're allowed to go. Stop. That limitation of the chesed. A very simple example, just to get to break the ears a little bit, is rain is chesed. Yeah? Rain comes from Makom HaChesed. So what was the mabul? The mabul was chesed with no gvura. Where's the ikka chesed of the rain when it stops? Rain that just rains and rains and rains is a mabul. The ikka chesed the Eke expression, the tachlis of rain, is that it should rain only so much as needed, and then it stops. If it never stopped, then they just have a mabul. So you can't have chesed without that expression of gvura. Gvura limits the chesed to make it the real chesed. If I would give you a piece of wood and tell you, yo, go make a table, you tell me, how long's the wood? You tell me, no, it's as long as you want. Go, just keep going. You'll have a very big table, but you won't be able to use it because it won't fit anywhere. It'll be the bigger the whole world. There's a chesed in the table because it's 3 meters and it fits into a house, and now you can use it. There has to be that limitation. So that's what he's saying. What that has to do with the Kohanim and the Levim, any Musa, I don't know. Maybe he'll tell us, but at the moment, I don't know what that has to do with it yet.
So Kohanim, it's Pnimiut, and the Levim, it's Chutziniut. They make the Avodah Bachutz, the Kohen, it's Bifnim. I don't know.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Chesed and Gvura? That's the problem. I'm not sure. Why is the one called Gvura and the one called Chesed? I don't know. I don't know. We have to see.
I don't know. Yeah, okay.
See why the Kabbonah is called Chesed and the, whatever the Levim doing called Gvura. Christ, I don't know. Let's see. No, you know, Okay. I mean, the Kohanim were doing a lot of chitzoni dika things as well. I mean, they were doing very mundane, you know, external events.
I've heard the Kavod is the Kodesh HaKodashim, it's mechuse. I don't know. Okay.
The Kohen Gadashim is only the Kohen Gadol once a year.
Okay.
You have to think. You have to, try to come up with it. Good. Chazara zu hu bekama ofonim, aval beikri hi achas mishtai, o al yaday hodo, o al yaday yusurim chas v'chalila. This is well known. This is an idea that's brought down in many places in the mystical writings, that this chazara, this getting back to the ultimate tachlis, sof maise b'machshava tchila, how the original kavana v'kodesh baruch hu, the ultimate culmination of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what he wanted from the world, have to be exactly the same. Hashem has a plan, then the building's going to look exactly like the plan. There aren't going to be any, oh wow, he forgot a window, or that's missing, or that's different. Hashem had a Rotson to create the world. That Rotson is what's going to happen in the end, no matter what. So that comes about via two things. All through Hoida, Toiv lehoidois Hashem, Toiv meaning the Tachlis, we're in yet to be Hoida Hashem, to recognize, I call me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if not, then it's the Mo'irim, it's the things that happen to us. All those Yusurim, Chas V'Chalila.
It's a way, how to get the point, we have no choice, but how to get to the point should be painful or Besimcha.
It can be either done through Hoidor, meaning, he's not saying this, but I'm adding this in, either through Mitzvah, either through doing the Rotzen Hashem, or through the Yisurim, which will get you there when you're not doing the Rotzen Hashem, but you're going to get there either way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a plan, and that plan will be fulfilled. Whatever his Machshava Tchili is, that'll be the Sof Maisa.
Yeah.
And it can't be anything else. It can't be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's move on of itself.
Yeah.
It can't look different to the original plan. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan and the end are the same. There's no. It's not like me. I have a plan, and then I actualize the plan, but then I have to make changes because my original plan, things have changed, and this happened and that happened, and I've changed my mind, and I'm not sure. Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, wow, what about? But Kosh Bochu, that you can't say that. Kosh Bochu has a plan. The end of the plan are the same thing. That's the Keter and the Malchus. The Keter, which is the original before, where we can't even talk about, is going to look exactly the same as the Malchus. Brich Kisrach v'Asrach. In the Brich Shmei, we say Brich Kisrach v'Asrach. It means your Keter, which is above the system, which is pre the thought, and the Maisa right at the end, the Malchus is exactly the same. Has to be that way. So how do you get there? How do we get from there to there? So we choose either through Mitzvah, he calls that Hoidah, or through Yusurim, or through the things that happen to a person as he goes through life. Interesting way of looking at it. Hoidah is being moide that everything you have is not yours, like a pekodim. I'm going away on holiday, so I'll give you my car to look after. You got to tell everybody, wow, look at the nice car that I've got. No. It's not your car. Hoidah means, look, this is Yella's car. I'm looking after so-and-so's car. It's his. It's recognizing the source of where the thing comes from. I come from somewhere. What I have comes from somewhere. Hoidah. And this car belongs to the Bailim, doesn't belong to me. Vuadin klape maila, ale de shirut shirois vetishbochus la kodesh bochu la hoide shakol mimenius baruch. Havazech zora laf yisbaruch. That's going back to a kodesh baruch, singing praise and odor and knowing that everything comes from a kodesh baruch, a kol mishamayim, kol madamarcha de tova, but it's going back to a kodesh baruch. That's taking everything that's happening and it's tracking it back to its source. Even though when the thing's in our property, it's in ours. That's what Shemitah comes to tell us quite strongly. Even though this piece of land you have and the fruit and everything that's growing is in your reshus, it looks like it's yours. Hashem comes along once every 7 years to remind you it's not yours. It belongs to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the moedika kedusha of Shviz. Everything goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Even your land, even your property, your panosa, everything, your life. We don't feel it because we don't make a panosa out of the land, but people that, when Klal Yisrael was living off the land, they, you recognize, this is not mine. Now what happens if God forbid a person doesn't? Sorry. If you don't give back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through praise and recognition and hoidah that it's all from Hashem, and you start taking credit for it, Yodi syndrome, so then Chazoras HaPanosah V'Bois Inios Chazoras HaBrios V'Bois Yisurim Chas V'Chalila. Then it goes back to Kodesh Baruch Hu via the Yisurim. To the Yisurim, the person will come to recognize where this is all from. He's going to bring it back. Okay. So then the Beis Hamikdash, which is the, obviously that's the Mokum Hashchina, that's the Mokum where all the Brocha used to spread out and go into the whole world from. It's imperative that the Kohanim and the Levim are working together. Kohanim hamshichu es hachesed milamal yaday kabonis. He's explaining now. The Kohanim bring down the chesed from above via the kabonis. How that happens, he's not discussing, but that's what happens. Kabonis from Loshen Koroiv, from Kirva. Loshen kabonis doesn't mean sacrifice. Kabonis means Kirva, the way of getting close. Ve'lavim herziru es shefa abrocha b'chazoris lus shemayim al yaday ashira. And the Levim give it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Shira and the Haidah. Well, Yedei Kain, HaBrocha Yechol Lishar Etzal Yisrael. Therefore, the Brocha can stay at Klal Yisrael because it's been given back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means the Kohanim bring it down through the Chesed. They bring it here. And the Levim give it back, which is the Gevura, through the Shira of Haidah, and that's what stops the Yisurim. Wow. Unbelievable. Shoot. Okay. As Tov. After you've absorbed that and thought about that for 20 years, then we can try and work out what's that going to do with Yitzhak now. Ulechen Yitzhak, Shemidosa Yisa, Havchonas Gvurosa Shela Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shakol Tachashlitis Yerushamayim. Yitzhak, whose Ika avoider, Ika understanding, is that a kola kola kol Tachashlita from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's all under his control, Yerushamayim. Yeranein, Dainu Shira. He sings Shira, Midosa Shel Yitzchok, Lehoideis Ulehalel, Lehavri Eichsha Kol Shaykh Leboir Roilom. Avram brings it down into the world. Avram brings the Chesed down into the world, sees the Chesed, recognizes the Chesed, Moide who the Chesed is from. Yitzchok gives it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Shira V'Tishbachos, to the Yerushamayim, which is an expression of Gvura. You would never think of that. You would never think that an expression of Gvura, Gvura always has this like hard, you know, like limiting.
It's Midat Adin, Gvura, no?
Oh, Midas Adin. Who would think that the expression of Midas Adin is through Shira? That's a Mama Shira. That's what it is. You understand? Gvura isn't just Midas Adin. Gvura is taking the thing and recognizing where it comes from. That's Shara Bechina Lamaisa. Shara Bechina is what Shara Bechina is using your Seichel to understand. Shakol Mekodesh Baruch Hu. It's recognizing everything in the Bria for what it really is. Not just natural law, it's not just teva. Everything in the Bria is an expression of the Chochma Saboire. And you see that, and you sing Hoidor, and you recognize where it comes from. So that's the Gvura. Amazing ideas these have. Oh, yeah. when Rav Grosses was giving this shiur, and the yeshiva used to have this in the Navar, he told me, I said, how's it going? He said, I don't know how it's going, but I can tell you one thing. It opens up your eyes a little bit. More than a little bit. It opens up your eyes. You suddenly realize things are not just so posh. He's amazing. I'm busy reading his book now. I dredged it out. I have somebody gave me a book about his whole life and whatever. So I'm going through it. The guy was out. He was just like another planet. Unbelievable. The Agas of Chesed, you see this in him, the Gvur and the Chesed, and how he was able to just live at a level way beyond human. I just marveled around. There was someone that lived now in our door that had Koiches like that. Unbelievable. But you see the thought in the Sefer. I'm Kusya. Okay. So what's that got to do with Shabbos then? Why is it Dafkon Shabbos Yitzchak's Yiranen? Kishabo Shabbos, the Shlitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu mit Baheres Ba'ilam B'Yeses says, because on Shabbos, the Shlita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much more apparent, much more accessible for us to grasp and to see. Shem Yizgalas Sod HaYichud She'einod Milvado, because that Sod of Einod Milvado is Megala on Shabbos. You can access it more than you can the rest of the week. Therefore, you can't go away from a Kodesh Baruch on Shabbos. Being that we can go away from a Kodesh Baruch on Shabbos because the world's set up in such a way that you can miss the Einod Milvado. To be in Einod Milvado during the week, that's the avoid a Godel. But on Shabbos, it's much easier to be in touch with the Einod Milvado. It's much easier to see Shakol Me Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it's much harder to take from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole day, you're with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's very hard to disconnect from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moisif Yitzhak Tosef Zrina Mikoyach HaYiru Shamayim Shem Yizgale V'Gilu Shlitzes HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Miyuchad L'Shabbos Kodesh. So therefore, Yitzhak has an added aspect of Shira of Rina to this Koyach of Yiru Shamayim that gets revealed more and more on Shabbos, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is totally Shoilet in the whole world. There is nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu that you see here on Shabbos, and that's the avoider of Yitzchak. Okay. So this obviously there's much more, and there's a lot of work, and this is Mamash Rosh HaProkim. The person has to take this and think about this long and hard. Tov Yitzchak is long, but maybe Yaakov is very long. Well, let's just maybe start. Maybe we're not going to finish. We'll do this again next week. And that's Hashem. We'll come back to Yaakov because we don't have enough time to. But let's at least just start Yaakov. Yaakov Vobonov Yenuchu Boy. Loshen Menucha. Midas HaManucha Atzmo Miucheres LeYaakov. Menucha, even though Yaakov had very little Menucha in his life, but the Musag of Menucha is unique to Yaakov. V'inei, Godol Gibu V'Noira, Godol Giboy V'Noira, Hem Keneged Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. Yeah, in the Shmoneh Esrei we say, Hakela Gadola Gibo V'Noira. That's Keneged Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov. Yaakov who Midas Noira. He's the third one. Avram is Godel. Godel is always Chesed. Gibor from Russian Gibur Gvura. That's Yitzchak. And Noira, whatever Noira means, we translate it very feebly as awesome. We'll see what that has to do. That's Midas Yaakov. Chayv shel Yaakov hayu murkozim b'havona v'hitlavut eisha kodesh baruch hu Noira ma'ala ma'ala mikol ha'ptisis ha'olam. Yaakov's unique expression was how awesome and how above and above and above and away above our understanding is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Me'al ha-chesed v'gvura shel olamayinu. Way beyond the chesed and the gvura we see in our world. Avraham Avinu was blown away by Hashem's chesed. Yaakov said, that's nothing. There's way more than that. Yitzhak was totally bound into the gvura, awestruck. Shira through the Gvura. Yaakov was blown away by things that are way, way beyond that. Ma'ala ma'ala mikol ha-dvarim shu we see down here. Mi'ala chesed va'gvura shel olamein. V'chein, gam kol v'doise shel Yaakov v'yise elyoin v'noira. Yaakov's avoid was elyoin v'noira. Kumo shamu chazal, amar Rebbe Yacha, amar Rebbe Eloze, minayin shekoru ha-kodesh baruch hu le'Yaakov keil. How do we know? Where do we see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should call a Kodesh Baruch Hu to Yaakov Kael? Kodesh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Kael. Shenema v'yikra lo Kael Elokei Yisroel. This al kadaitech lemizbeach kore le Yaakov Kael v'yikra lo Yaakov miboilei. Ava yikra lo Yaakov miboile, ele vi yikra lo le Yaakov keil. Vami koru keil, elo kei Yisroel. That's Yaakov. Vahainu shavoides Yaakov haye b'utzma v'noire shel elokus. Okay, that Gemara there needs a biduk what the limud here is, and this price, how exactly understand it. But what comes out of this is that Yaakov Avinu, there's a lot of agdomas what this means. It doesn't mean he was Elokim. But his avoider was an avoider of Elokus. It was an avoider that transcended, was way above even the chesed and the gvura that we see down here. Okay, but that needs to be expanded. That needs to be spoken about more. We'll see. I'm trying to understand what. Okay, we'll see. We have a lot here. There's two whole full pages just on Yaakov before we get to Avram and Yaakov. We had one paragraph. Avram and Yitzhak, we had like one paragraph. Yaakov's two pages. Okay, so we'll pick that up again. But anyway, just to whet your appetite, that Avram was connected to the. It was all connected back to Kosh Baruch Hu, and none of them Chalila were Menutak. They were all connected to Kosh Baruch Hu, just through different aspects. Avram through the awesome Chesed. Yitzchak through the giving that chesed back, recognizing that it has to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yaakov, who transcended all of that, way above all of that. He went to war with angels, he fought the Sar of Esav, he was called Yisrael. To see exactly what that has to do with Shabbos, what it has to do with us, and how we can bring that down into our world. Okay. Shmuel, you should have a mamash. Is a Shabbos Sheva brochas.
Yeah. We have to organize Alpha to finish.
Yes. You should be allowed to sleep in a bed for the Shabbos Sheva brochas.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. This night that was okay.
Well, I haven't slept in a car for a long time.
No, but that was very funny. It was very.